I'm alive, I do or die. I'm alive, do or die. I'm alive. Oh, we are back, baby. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Oh, we have got a rogue piece of hair out the door. What are you up to, mate? Just come on. How are you all doing? Welcome back to Rook Daily. This is the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson. I just want to say, tonight we have got a fat stack for you lovely people. You have me, okay? Rook Daily at a later time. We're going to be experimenting with some times again. Just because the wonderful Nova is here. When you see this appear, it's fairly self-explanatory. If you see this during a live stream, you know what I'm doing. And the Friday night show, Friendly Fire, it will be back a week on Friday. We are working on tweaking the format. We've got some big guests coming. There's a lot that's actually in the works for me and Samson. So we were going to bring it back this Friday, but we're just not happy yet. With it all. So we'll be back week on Friday. Now, fat lineup, yo. After this show, Beverly Rhodes and Dr. Michael Sala diving into the Anunnaki, AI drones, all that good stuff. Then we have the one and only Jaguar Wright coming back to have her say on all the shenanigans that's been going on online. Now, I'm so proud to say this, right? So, 3 or 4 months ago, I had said to the boss that it might be quite a good idea to just, because we in a perfect world, Sean, myself, Shane, cheers, Mac. Here's the wonderful Maggie. I'm just in the middle of a wee rant here, right? So months ago, I'd said, why don't we try and get, you know, trial Shane taking over from like 1 o'clock UK time, 12 o'clock UK time, and taking people through when me and Sean are sleeping, right? It makes sense. I've been trying to get some Australians so that when he finishes, they can pick up from where he is. And I got all of this done today. Shane and Friends, episode one, tonight after Jaguar, a late night live with Shane and Friends. So I'm helping him produce this. It's certainly his show, but I'll definitely be popping in from time to time. And I know he's already got a guest lined up for tonight. And yeah, happy days. Oh, Murph, I need to send you the link for this, my guy. I'm just going to slap it in here. Oh, man, I put all the links in the wrong pages.
Oh, my God, man.
Hang on, for Murph. There we go. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about this because obviously I co-host with Sean. I'll co-host with Shane as well. We've got the Rook Daily. We've got the new shows that are starting in January, which is all about the cryptids. And we've got a new weekly show starting with Azria. We've got a kick-ass show happening tomorrow night with Azria, Danny Henderson, Beverly, and a lady whose name I forget.
Wow.
No. You thought it was cool up until this point, Maggie, right? I thought it was cool at this point. We have a literal... Now, I'm sure I'm getting this right.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure she's a Native American lady, I think that's right.
Possible.
Shamanistic lady who talks to the crows and they talk back.
What?
Dude. Right? You think you've seen Ron Fanboy out before? You think you've seen
Yeah, little yum yum is gonna yum yum. Oh my god.
It's gonna be exciting. So with all the shows, especially Shane's show, if we have it set for 12:30, what that means is Shane's show starts when the last Sean Atwood or Ron Swanson live ends in the evening. So some nights it might be 11, 12, 1, 2, whatever. I know everyone's going to support him. And I just want to say, yeah, man. Hang on, he's messaging me now. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why are you asking me if you can come on for a minute?
Oh, Shane, he's such a cutie pie.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, join me 8 o'clock UK time and the link. I'll just resend it to you, bro.
Yo, when you wrote 8 p.m. UK time, I was like, what does that mean?
Look, listen, we have got more news. So how weird is this? So there's a lady on my street called Simone. Big shout out, Simone. She is in upcycling, just like I am, right? Like the woman made like a bar and bookshelf out of an old coffin, right? Like redesigned it all with...
What?
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but it was a prop.
You get it!
It was a prop coffin, right? And she does all kinds of cool stuff. And she's the lady on the street. Like, if you need a couch, she'll be able to get a couch turning up that day if you need this or that. So I phoned her the other day and I was like, do you happen to have a computer chair? And
hello, like, Shane.
Hello,
I just gave away a computer chair. She took her dog to the vet and they'd just thrown out all of their office chairs. So she grabbed one for me. So I'm currently sitting on one of these. But does anyone know what a receptionist's chair is? Does anyone know the difference between a PC chair and a receptionist chair? So a receptionist chair, you know when you pull the little handle so the seat can go up, right?
Yes.
The seat goes up to about where my nipples are, right? It goes up. And it's got one of those like metal hoops under it for you to put your feet on. So in its lowest settings, it's in its lowest settings right now. So this is the new camera angle until we get the new chair.
You're killing me, Ron.
It's a lot better than the other one because my coccyx doesn't feel like it's being violated, right? It is incredibly damp because it's been out in the rain for most of the evening. But it's, you know, chair.
Listen, okay. After you eat all the peanuts, a wet chair is going to help you, okay?
You know, I actually hate how much that is accurate.
Exactly.
Right, Shane, before we cut over to you, mate, can we get some likes and shares? All right, Ron.
Like, share, subscribe. Yeah. Like, share, subscribe.
Ron should be bringing you guys the new sort of easy-to-consume semi-daytime content with the cryptids and a bunch of paranormal stuff. We've got Crime Theory. We've got Awaken with Beverly Rhodes. I've got a new evening show starting, and we've got the Daily Show. So there's a lot coming, and hopefully some new faces and some old faces returning. Right.
Yeah.
Shane, we were just talking about your debut podcast.
Yeah, and that's the only reason I wanted to pop in just for a moment, but I want to let everybody know that A, this is going to be an honor to do and to have a little bit of fun with after our impromptu 12-hour stream. But the preparation that went into this, you know, Ron's been talking about it for a few months. And, you know, Sean briefly here. And then all of a sudden I get sent a thumbnail with Shane and friends this morning as I'm wiping the sleep out of my eyes thinking, today? Really, one to 10 hours notice? Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Love you much. But I want to run an idea by you. That's too what I'm wanting to try. And I'm doing this on the air just to get opinions too. I'm thinking about if there's a way to do this is to also maybe have like a call-in time at night or whatever for 10 minutes to call with questions too. How does that work?
Listen, I've been doing this 7 years. And I've spent the last 6 months working on the call-in system for the for these shows. Okay. So it, has to be through Discord. Okay. It's the only way we can. So basically, if it was, if we were employed and we had insurance and licensing and this was radio, it would be different. But because it's YouTube, if in a perfect world, we just want to get a burner phone and then put the number out there and actually have people call in. But they could talk to you for a couple of minutes, then start dropping the N-bomb or start, you know, doing a whole bunch of... So we need to put up a filter. So Discord allows us to... So for example, the way when we changed the way that people get their members badge on Discord, it kind of annihilated how the safe barrier, because anyone can join, show their face, and then come on and do something crazy. So what I would do is for tonight... The mods and people that are obviously fine that you know, pull them into the members only VC, or I'll make another one, and we can do that because that's how I've been doing it, and it works really, really well.
Okay,
but you will. There is about half an hour of training I need to give you.
That's cool. Yeah. I wanted to try to get a little bit of feedback if everybody thought it would be something fun, but no, it makes sense. Again, you've got to have a, like TV does on some of the live programs where they have like a 4 minute delay for the sensors to block anything before it's actually seen.
But what type of caller did you want to pull in? Because the Discord people are the people that are admitted into Discord, but is it more like a hall open, let's say, because... If it's only Discord, then we know who's coming, but they could be like, let's say, a donut coming or something. Do you want that?
No, I guess it was more of like if we were sitting here, like, say, Maggie, if you came on one night and you and I were talking about the airline that went down in Korea where they, you know, lost 175 lives.
Yeah.
And if somebody, you know, if I said, did anybody have anybody on the flight or a topic or something like that, you know?
When I say members, I don't mean a paid membership. This is Discord. Let's save the admin and office work for after this. I would say tonight, don't even think about it.
Oh, no, of course not.
There is two ways of doing it, and we'll get it implemented for you, Mike.
Okay. And who are the friends who are coming tonight? Do you know?
Yeah, who's coming on?
Oh, good.
No, I'm saying, who's coming on for your first show?
If anybody, whoever was tuned in last night, we had an amazing guest stop in, George from Ratchet the TV, I think it is. He's coming on tonight with me, and we're going to have a good sit down and chat for an hour or two. Or I can't do the 12-hour banger, but you know, if it's 2 to 3 hours, that's fine. I mean, it'll be early enough for all of us. So.
I'll be honest with you. What you want to do is perfect the art of the 2-hour show format. And then the 4-hour show format.
Gotcha. Right? Okay.
And then you look at numbers and algorithms and you work out viewership and views based over time. So, for example, you might do, okay, well, listen, actually, when I'm finishing my show at 3 or 4 in the morning, there's still a bunch of people there, but I'd like to change the show. And you end it and you start a new one.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? But anyway, look, let's leave all this nonsense for...
But you were awesome for the 12-hour show. How you survive while Ron is like there almost breastfeeding the baby, you know, it means everything.
Well, Mazia, I think that night, I mean, it was more of, you know, Ron was like, let's have a couple people on and then end the stream. And in his mind, that was like an hour or two. But for some reason, my frequency was way off. And I think it was more driven... by the fact with Ronnie Bo that was missing that night, whether he was missing, pregnant, you know, it was just when I looked and saw 3,000 people here and another 2,000 almost on Twitter, still locked in, listening to us talk about things off the wall, but again, still being there for Ronnie, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's what made it work that night, if you know what I mean. So,
right.
Yeah, hey, listen, you'll see the benefit. So don't say what I'm talking about, but you know what I'm talking about with the numbers
thing
over. So if you get into the habit of going from 12 till 8 in the morning and do 3 streams out of 2 hours with half hour break, 3 months of algorithmic numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think my body and my mind will allow me to do that much. I've been, you know, in and out with two nights of not sleeping and then sleeping through the next day. So I've got to get a better rhythm for everybody. So
all right, that's great.
I mean, we're waiting for Ratchet TV and you tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's Ratchet TV will be on tonight. And again, he may not be the only one. I've reached out to a couple of other people.
That's great, but for now it's my show. Okay.
I'm sorry.
For now it's mine. All right, relax.
Yeah. I've got some things to do. You guys enjoy. I'll talk to you all hopefully in a few hours.
Bye, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right. Talk to you later. Oh God. Yeah. Don't let me hit the end button here. Let me hit leave stream. There we go.
All right, this is going to be awesome tonight.
Yeah, I just want to say to everybody, there's been some interesting lives. There was one that Shane took part in a few nights ago, and I was watching it back. And there was a few of you in the side chat that were just doing us all proud.
Yes, very.
I think one of the ladies I seen who was batting for me was Jillian Kay, I think her name was. I think that's what her name was. So I just wanted to give a shout out to you. Also, a lovely lady sent me $20 on PayPal for something for Nova. And I got one of those little picture frames where it comes with the slab of clay and you put her little handprint and her little footprint and a couple of photos. I have your email address. I will send you a picture and a thank you. So thank you very much. All right, everyone. I have not looked at the Didysphere since last Monday. And I'm glad Maggie's here because she is like a goddamn hawk on this. And I know that some of this will be old news and some of this will be new news. But we're going to jump into the Usher situation because, well, you know, let's start at the top, shall we? So here we go. And again, I do apologize. This is the article, but I'm going to be showing this image. Because YouTube now reads the words on the screen. And if there's words there, they'll be naughty. Okay. Usher previously alleged what went down at P. Diddy's house when he was only 13. Admit serious allegations facing the industry titan. Oh, hang on a second. One second here. We can't just be leaving ourselves open to that. The shocking details have garnered attention as P. Diddy remains behind bars in the Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center, MDC, in New York. As he waits trial after being charged with racketeering conspiracy, XEX transportation and transportation to engage in paid SEX work, shall we say. P. Diddy's real name, Sean Diddy Combs, has vehemently denied the allegations against him and pleaded not guilty in court. Speaking in the past Rolling Stone interview from 2004, Usher recounted his early industry shocks, claiming that Diddy exposed him to a totally different set of stuff, SEX specifically, at 13. He said, SEX is so hot in the industry, man. There was always girls around. You'd open a door and see somebody doing it, or several people in the room also doing it. You never knew what was going to happen. In a conversation with Howard Stern, a user gave insights into the wild stuff he saw in Diddy's infamous gatherings, confessing that there was very curious things taking place and didn't necessarily understand it. When Stern questioned whether Usher would allow his child at a camp run by Puffy, he sharply replied, "Hell no." It was a reporter earlier in that week that suspected it was reported earlier this week that he that the sus- that the suspect in the United Healthcare killing had been moved to the same prison as P. Diddy. Luigi and P. Diddy are two of the inmates in the notorious prison, which is thought to hold approximately 600. Did you see the interview being conducted from the prisoners in the prison shouting out the window who were watching the live report from the news company on their TV? The newscaster was asking the questions live, and then they were answering and shouting out to a on-location news reporter. Did you see that, Maggie?
No.
Yeah.
Which inmate were they doing that to?
Luigi. So it was, they wanted information about the conditions that Luigi was in. And the inmates were given. So do you remember the woman that interviewed Burgess?
Yes.
It was that show. Whatever that show is, it was that lady who was doing it. So she's live, right? In the studio. They've got an on-scene reporter, you know, like, "Good evening. This is Jimmy Jimerson live on location." He's outside the prison. He's asking the questions. The prisoners are watching it on their TVs and then shouting the answers back to the on-location guy who's then saying the answers back. It was crazy. It was crazy. I didn't imagine that, right? Somebody else seen that, right? That was a thing that happened, right?
Yes, it's a thing that happened now.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Luigi has turned the world mad in an interesting way.
I've not paid any attention to it. But what's making me pay attention to it is how the whole world is treating this guy. I mean, there's a lot of sus stuff going on, right? I mean, there's a big conspiracy here. So I think that is one thing we'll be looking at along with the cryptids throughout January is good old Luigi. Oh, Nova's beautiful. Like, if she's awake by the end of the show, I will definitely be showing her off. She's freaking gorgeous. So cute. All right. Well, that was a complete waste of time, that article. That was article one, which we're going to call massive waste of time because we knew all this.
Well, it just reminds us that Usher is absolutely insane for giving Justin Bieber to Diddy.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, right? Obviously, the answer to that is yes, right?
Yes.
But what if we add in some extra spices to the parameters of the question, right? Go. Or the statement, okay? Mm-hmm. Imagine you're Usher, right? Mm-hmm. And you handed over Bieber, okay?
Yes.
Okay, you handed over Bieber. You've done the horrible deed, right? Mm-hmm. But what if you didn't hand over Bieber? It was going to be your son.
Then you need to take out the monster that's doing that to kids.
No. Maggie, in this twisted game, right? In this twisted game, there's no calling the cops. There's no way. You've got two options. And you don't have to give the answer. Because we all know what the answer is if we have
to. I know the answer.
We all know what the answer is.
We know the answer.
So when we look at Usher, we've got to throw all of these things in, because it's very easy to turn around and go, oh, he was a monster, he was this, he was that. He could be. But at the same time, we have to ask ourselves, because everyone goes, how can these people do this? How can people do these things? Well, we need to actually ask that. What would make someone do this if they weren't that way inclined? Okay, if you were, what would twist your hand? And it's just
the environment.
Well, it would be your loved ones, right? And that's how they do it.
And the environment, because it is a crazy environment that you even have to make that choice. Normally, in a real life, you wouldn't make that choice. This is not a choice that any human should be confronted to.
Correct.
So the fact that there is even that situation to even begin with is not normal.
Well, here's the thing. Do you know what? I'm going to say something real messed up. That's the easy work for them, right? Going to somebody, knocking on your door and saying, Maggie, it's your child or Bieber. That's light work compared to setting up a party or any of that stuff. So when you look at the grand scale of evil and how desensitized the knocks on the door stuff will be, when you look at Diddy and the allegations of what he did in the storeroom to that young guy, when you look at the allegations of what happened on the balcony, when you look at every single thing that... Come on, Tupac's daughter allegedly. Come on, Ali Carter. If you look at everything Ali Carter said, everything Jaguar said.
Yep.
It's just painting this picture that when we look at the people who were children, all right, when we look at Usher, when we look at people that were brought in and are now having the monster tag painted on them, sure, that tag is warranted sometimes, I would imagine, but we cannot neglect the realities of the algorithms of these individuals. Big difference between Usher, for example, and, you know, J-Lo in the nightclub.
Exactly. But
do you know what's the craziest thing about that?
Tanya
said this as well. Mm-hmm. If the police corruption wasn't a part of that, let's just say they managed to pay off the bouncers, right? And the police actually done their job. Mm-hmm. Then he would have been in jail 25 years ago for manslaughter. It would have at least been grievous bodily harm, whatever the one is where it's not murder, it's not manslaughter, it's grievous bodily harm, whatever. Mm-hmm. It would have been a long time, right? Would it have stopped him, right? Would it have stopped him? It's not a murder charge, okay? You see what I mean? But it would have, I would say, 10 years with out in six sort of thing, maybe?
Sincerely, if they had taken it, because I think he would have lost everything and probably gone to prison for a couple of years, but they would have put someone else.
It's hip-hop.
Put someone else.
Yeah, but it's hip-hop. right? It's the one music culture where if you go away to the slammer for accidentally shooting some lady in the face, they're not going to realize, they're not going to talk about the lady in the face who got shot in the face. They're going to talk about how badass he is for trying to take out his enemy.
That's true.
But
during the moment that he is not in the street, they will just replace him with another one.
That's true, because it's not Diddy now back then. Yeah, listen, I think you're right. I don't know what would have happened, but it would have been 10 years. In fact, let's go American with it. You know, it wasn't like he hacked into a government computer, so he only shot a lady in the face. So maybe 5 years, right? And he was back out in the streets. Maybe you're right, but it would have been half a decade less of abuse and power building, right?
Ron, by what him, do you think Usher's by him.
I don't know what.
Yes.
Let's find out.
There's one of his kids that happened. But like I said, I don't think he would have gained 5 years of peace because there are a bunch of Diddy and the Hollywood spear. There's just a bunch of them. But yeah, okay. One of his kids.
Near drowning.
Yeah.
Near, it says near drowning. Usher's son, near drowning, near drowning.
I know that one of his kids. Oh. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, do you know Usher's son nearly drowns in pool 11 years ago?
Yep.
Can you? So 11 years ago, so that's 2013. So when did Bieber go to? Bieber signed to Diddy.
Oh my God.
So what was the year Bieber signed to Diddy? Was that round about...
No, he didn't sign. It was the Flavor Camp. He went for 48 hours.
And that's 2009 that happened. So that's 4 years after that happened.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. Oh, it just, you know, Ron likes to connect everything together and try and...
Dude, it could... You know it could have been absolutely. Okay?
It could have been.
I'm super happy that it wasn't. Like... But, you know, we don't know what was happening in 2013. Those people are special. They are not like us.
Can I just show you a picture of Justin Bieber? And can you just tell me what the hell is going on with this man's shirt that he's wearing right now?
What?
Like, is this, am I missing, like, a fashion thing here? Like,
show the picture.
Like that's his arm down there, right?
Yes.
And that's a sleeve, right?
The sleeve ends at the middle, and then the shirt is so big, and the wind is blowing over
okay.
the shirt.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm just saying that is mad. That is one of those optical illusions. Now, this is a report saying that Justin Bieber had sent. What is this? What's the title? Justin Bieber shares cryptic spiritual message amid Sean Diddy Combs legal drama. All right, let's have a little listen here. Justin Bieber seems to be reflecting on his faith. Popstar 30 took his Instagram stories on Saturday, December 28th, to share cryptic messages about spirituality and questions about alleged connections to Sean Diddy Combs. Oh, dear. In the update, Bieber shared a black text behind white background which began asking, how can I really believe Jesus is with me? Oh, dear. Every time I thought he would show up for me, he always has. I'm convinced he's the perfect patient presence that guides, directs, and leads me all the days of my life, providing healing, restoring all that the enemy tried to destroy and steal. The post continued along with a cartoon of Eric Cartman from South Park, which read, I really do believe. I mean, listen, I'm not being funny, right? Mm-hmm. But see, if I was a celebrity, right, I would be sending out cryptic madness all the time just to mess with the public. Like, I'm not even being funny. I know that in this case, it's not the case. But how much of this stuff, like, for example, if Justin Bieber turned over to his PR team that does posts or whatever and says, I'm going to do a post, I want it to basically say this, and then they've got the sort of freedom to make it as dramatic as possible, if you will. You know, would if he just said Merry Christmas, you know, Jesus is awesome, peace out, my G's, would it even be a headline? Would it even be a headline? No. So are we seeing the use of the headlines for personal gain through social media, not tampering, but certainly sort of plucking on the heartstrings, maybe in a way that isn't direct. Do you think that could be a thing?
I don't know. I think Justin is clearly a victim that is trying to let us know something. I don't think that it is. You know, when you said I would be doing cryptic thing for a laugh. Yeah. I think that man is deeply broken for a good reason. And his name, whatever who is talking, is always being brought up. That little boy went through hell.
I get what you're saying.
Just to say a thing. Yeah. Usher's stepson was the one who drowned. And then his kid almost drowned. And his stepson drowned in 2012.
Hang on. 2012?
Yeah. And then 2013, another one almost drowned. Like, what the hell? Like, that's why I'm like, this is weird.
Can I just have it confirmed that Beyonce silver-headed deity that we talked about that time was a water goddess?
I don't know.
remember what I'm talking about?
I don't know. Are you talking about a shoe? I don't know. I'm not sure.
It could be a shoe. I can't remember. But it's the one that... We all done that show. And also, as well, if I sound a bit loopy, everyone just had a new baby. It's the first dealing back. So if you don't like it, I'm so sorry. So 2009, we have Bieber with Diddy. Then 2011, we have a drowning that resulted in no loss of life. Then a couple of years later, we have another drowning.
2013, not even a couple of years.
Because I'm not being funny. If this is like one of those things that we're going to have a serious discussion about, if this was a pool drowning, right? After the first loss of life, you're putting a fence up or something. Like, you're doing something.
To be fair, the first one was a boat and the second one is the pool. And someone is confirming that Oshun is a water goddess.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like, one was a boat and the other one is a pool.
I mean,
and literally, it's a few, like, it's a 1 year max apart. Was Usher that? Because at the end of the day, Usher on himself, we have never heard him abuse anyone. So, was it too much? That's the question I'm asking myself. Did he want to come out and talk?
Well, here's the way I look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Howard Stern interview, right, where he has very, very interesting body language and interesting reactions. Okay, certainly not reactions of someone who's telling the whole story. Okay. And when he was asked about his son, and he was like, hell no. He was talking about when he was 13 and seeing things and not being able to understand it. It's interesting because it's kind of like when you hear of a school teacher, a female school teacher, who interferes with a 15-year-old boy, right? The boy, in many cases, right, doesn't feel like a victim, okay? In some cases, they do, all right? Just have this weird feeling that Usher's 13, he's going to have seen stuff, and it's going to be like the boys' culture with him. Do you see what I mean? Like,
Did you know what Jane Deal said about Usher, about the thing about someone being so hurt, and that's Usher, allegedly, that they had to take him into the hospital because that's how much he's... bottom was destroyed.
Yeah.
So me, when I look at his face and when he was like, New York City, and he's just closing his face as a victim, it makes me feel like someone trying to repress, because I cannot look at people when I talk about it.
Yeah. I've got too much ass and not enough back of this chair. I'm trying to Yeah, a bit further back on it. Sorry, no one cares. I'm just giving you live reviews. You know how I live stream. The ADHD wins sometimes.
I've just accepted it sometime. Chair, bottom, peanut.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't think he liked it. I don't think he confused it. I think he really didn't want to be part of it because we never hear his name. He never reproduced it.
Listen.
But he gave Justin, and then after his stepson is drowned.
Listen. Yeah, right? But we've got to remember as well, where did his Twitter content go? Okay? Apparently he got hacked. Okay? If you, Maggie, were famous and someone hacked your Twitter and you'd nothing to hide, deleted everything, and then Elon Musk offered to reinstate all of the deleted stuff, you'd be like, please do. That's great. Thank you. You wouldn't just go, nah.
But he is dirty. He's not a victim anymore if he gave Justin.
No. Listen. Mm-mm. Wait, no, listen, I've got to stand my ground on this. Okay.
On what?
If somebody made me a choice of handing over Justin Bieber or my own child. Okay.
Yeah, so I agree.
I have to just keep reiterating that because to me it's the same thing as.
But it's still a crime.
Okay, so it's still a crime if somebody's attacking you in America. As a woman or a man, if you kill someone in self-defense, that's not a crime. But if you...
That is not self-defense.
I'm not trying to twist it. I'm just trying to give you an analogy, right? I'm trying to get into people's heads that we need to look at the possible coercive methods because a lot of people may have been forced to do horrible things that, and I'm sorry to say, you can be as badass as you want in the side chat, but if I was in a real situation, there's no way out, there's no police, this is the situation, and I've got to do something terrible to protect my children. My children are staying protected every time, right?
I agree, but that's not the question. You were talking about Twitter.
No. My point is about what would make a man do these things? If he doesn't want to do them, okay? Handing over Bieber, things like this. You would need to have a control over someone, and the family is the way to do that. Now, yes, it's still a horrible thing that happened.
I was just responding to the Twitter because you asked, why would he delete his Twitter? Whatever, if there is a moral, like you're saying, what he did is illegal, so that could explain why he deleted his Twitter.
Okay, yeah, no, I wouldn't save myself. In that situation, like if the choice was something bad happening to me, right, or something bad happening to Bieber, I would let the bad thing happen to me. But that's not the choice that we're given in Ron's horrible game of ways that horrible people make you do things. So understand, it's a very specific set of parameters, because the easiest thing to say would be, oh, well, I would phone the police. I would do this. I would do that. That's not an option here. Do you see what I mean? So what we need
Twitter
to look
thing.
At, and the reason it's important, is because when we start making a list of all the monsters that allegedly could be tied to allegedly Diddy's crimes, we need to put them into categories of lust, okay, people that went after it for personal gain and want and excitement, and those who are coerced and tricked, because it's very important that we make that distinction, because it even more proves the lethality of this mafia mindset of this alleged crime boss. And it's so important. And I'd put one in the side chat if you agree. I'm not talking about excusing crime. I'm not talking about excusing anything. It's about the reason something happens, the real reason. And for me, I think it's important. You guys might disagree. One, if you agree. Two, if you don't agree. But yeah. And also Twitter. Yeah, sorry. That was ADHD. Don't pay any attention.
You already said the point about if you make the choice. That I understand. We agree on that. It was, why would he delete his Twitter? And for me, I'm like, at the end of the day, he still committed a crime. That may be why he deleted his Twitter. The fact that, of course, if you are put in a situation to make a terrible choice, of course you're going to protect your kid.
Yeah.
Like, well, see, for me, I'm like, yeah, of course.
See, the way it works, right, is when I'm on your channel, right, and you do something, that clearly you don't realize you've done. I try and avoid it and then make you look good. And when you come on here and clearly I've said something about Twitter and then lost interest in my own question 3 seconds.
You after- lost question. I know. Hyper focus. I have ADHD too. I was like, so Twitter.
You can you make the rules on your own channel.
You talk about chair and peanut. You talk about chair and peanut. I get lost too.
Yeah, it's all good. Listen, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. What do you think about the cryptic message, though? Seriously, back to the point. Yeah. What do you think about the cryptic message? I personally think with it being from Bieber, there's a good chance it's his words and there is more to it. Mm-hmm. I think if it was like anybody else, you would maybe wonder if it's a PR thing, you know? But I think we all know that if our hypothesis about Bieber is right, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. So, Patty, we were talking about Usher's stepson who drowned and then allegedly, and then his regular son, his normal, his son, who almost drowned. We then were asking about a deity or a goddess who has got ties to some of the rituals that Shmishmonshme, Jay-Z's wife, does on stage, who is a water goddess. And there's a lot of horrible and very positive stuff that can come from water with regards to ritual and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, man, I'm so good to be back, man. I'm telling you. Do you know how great it is? You know how great it is knowing that I'm at work right now and less than 7 feet away is my new baby and my fiance. It's awesome. It's awesome. It really is. I do need to open this door though. So what I'd like you to do, Maggie,
is
give us your thoughts on the Bieber cryptid message. Or in fact, give us any of your thoughts on any, the most pressing point you want to go back to that we've covered and on touch the, on.
Yeah. And so I will say, yeah, I would say that the Bieber situation, he is already has been deeply, deeply traumatized and his baby is just born. I think he is terrified of this, you know, environment for his own baby. You can see it about how he react about, you know, Billie Eilish, how he wants to protect her. But now, if imagine that he's put in a situation where it's either Billie Eilish or his new baby, or just another young person and his baby, then will he make the same choice as Usher? I think this is really, really weighing on his mind. And I think that's why he's trying to let us know 1,000% what is going on. That's what I believe with like Justin. He just had a baby. That would make you reevaluate so much thing. Because like Ron was saying, Usher, he has never been accused of anything else but the Justin Bieber thing, giving Justin Bieber. That may be the sin of his soul. And that sin, why did it come out? Is it because he believed he had no choice between either his child or Bieber? Now that Justin has a child, is he scared of that possibility?
Did you turn it around on a Bieber having to make the same choice as Usher?
Yeah, because he just had a baby.
That's dark.
That's dark. Because right, like listen, you were saying, yeah.
One second.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, prepare yourselves for baby Nova.
Hello, Nova.
She's tiny. She just had a bit of a traumatic poo.
Oh. Hello, Dan. I hope you're good.
Hi.
Hey, Maggie says she hopes you're good.
Hello.
Hello, Dan. Oh, Nova. Hello.
She gave you all the finger. I swear to God, she just gave you all the middle finger.
Ron, it's Lilo yum, 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 yum. Of course she's giving up the finger.
She's just such
she's
a good
so cute.
Little baby.
Yeah.
She moans if she needs her nappy change. She moans if she wants a feed. The rest of the time, she just wants to look at stuff. The the Christmas tree, the light that projects the galaxy on the wall blows her freaking mind, right? And she also, I feel like she makes one of her eyes smaller like I do because of the Bell's palsy.
She looks like you. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dan. She looks like Ron so much.
Yeah. They're saying
like, she just say, who is my mommy? Who care? Ron.
Yeah, it's awesome. Look at that. You're getting a yawn as well, people. So, yeah, it's Nova Raven. So, yeah, our little princess.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Can you paint a portrait of her? Yes, you can, Kate. If you go on, what's your Instagram?
Dan.cmx.
That's it. Instagram Dan.cmx is what adds the pictures there. We'd love that.
Stop it!
Oh.
Oh, Dan, you're so great, Dan. Good job. Good job, Dan. You're so great. Oh, Ron, she looks like you so much. It's ridiculous.
It's like...
Oh, baby.
There we go. Right, we're good. We're good.
Hello, Shane.
Oh, Shane saw the baby. Shane saw the baby, and he's like, where's the baby gone now?
I know. No, I'm watching her on my tablet, but I wanted to get an opinion. Now, I know, you know, as far as families are concerned, Ron, I know as far as like with religion with you, the term godfather may not be the same thing, but put a one in the chat if everybody votes that I should be hopefully one of the honored godparents. Oh,
you're definitely one of the god. Do you know what? It's not even godparent, right? But yeah, there is a word.
I know she'll probably have many that are vying for that position, but I love you like a brother, and Dan's amazing. But you're right. Dan did say the other day, I mean, she sent other pictures she had on Facebook, and she's like, she saw more of you in her. I didn't see it then, but she's changed that much in the past week or past few days that when she was on with you a minute ago, she's looking more like you, dude, that quick.
Yeah, man, listen.
I looked like a rat when I was born, so I didn't start changing until I was older.
All my kids are like
Shane, don't say that.
No, I was only 6 pounds, 5 ounces and 23 inches long. So I was long and skinny, but no, Ron, I know all your kids, and yes, they all look like you, dude. Every one of them. Kirsten, I don't know what mom looks like, but Kirsten, even her, I mean, through her eyes, she is definitely, definitely your baby girl, Jane. Man.
Your genes, Ron, are strong.
Yes.
Like you're no joke.
Yeah,
like because that baby, he's your clone.
Yeah, I'm not being funny. I am incredibly fertile, and my genes are strong.
You can spit on somebody and get them pregnant, man. Don't spit on anybody.
I sneezed in a room one time, and it was a disaster. All right,
all right, I'll let you get back to work. I'm doing a little bit of research, but I'm listening if you need me.
All right, man.
Bye, Shane.
See you guys. Talk to y'all later.
Everyone just freaking hijacking my show today, man. It's my first day back. I mean, Jesus Christ, you got your own show.
It's like, the Scottish did not colonize. Let me in peace.
Yeah. All right. So listen.
Hey, kick me out because I can't figure out how to kick myself.
So I want to go back to what you were saying there, Maggie, because I think that is quite...
Just after baby Nova.
It's quite a dark... And do you know what? It's you're the one that said it. For once, you're the one who said it, and I think that is quite a horrific thought. And here's an even. I'm going to add something onto it.
Don't do that.
What if the reason Diddy's behind bars is that was the proposal, and Bieber had something to do with, speeding up the arrest or something? Because I'm telling you now, Justin Bieber does not care what the world thinks of him. That man is only terrified of one human being knowing his past, and that is his loving wife and mother of his child. She would never, ever hold anything against him like that, ever, about what he'd been through. But that man is so deeply in love and has such a love for his life, not his fame, his life. It's a son, sorry, and his missus. And you see it. You can see it. And again, for whatever reason, just know Justin Bieber, any other man in a situation like that, if you're with the right woman, there is nothing that, will push you up away from her. She will stand by you and support you. And yeah, yeah, he's hurting about something. 100%. 100%.
Oh, he's hurting.
You know what's really messed up? Justin Bieber strikes me as the sort of person that if his story ever came out, I think we're going to find out things like, you know, I tell you what, just do it to me instead of doing it to that person over there with Justin Bieber. I think Justin Bieber would be the sort of person that would take the punishment if he had the option to spare someone from it.
You saw how he was talking about, like, Billie Eilish? Imagine if he was put in that position.
Well, yeah, we'll get to Billie Eilish in a second. I just want to say, Shane, you're obviously one of the freaking grand... You're with all the children, okay? It's just not called Godfather. I will get the name for you, okay, you big freaking gomer. I love you lots. But yeah,
you're so cute, Ron.
What if...
Showing love with insult.
Well, yeah, yeah, you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep the reality in check. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how does my outfit look? It looks great, but it would look better if your hair was different. You know what I'm saying? You asked. All right. So when it comes to Bieber and it comes to Billie Eilish, you're right, because again, we have that interview. We have that interview where he says that. And it's quite a scary thought, because what would be happening now if Diddy hadn't been shut down? And how much of this is all Diddy? Because if we're talking about the cabal, allegedly, Diddy is management. Like, he ain't super, he ain't upper management, he ain't CEO.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So what does it really mean for the overall anything?
Yeah.
If Diddy goes down. I mean, it's one piece of the puzzle, but we thought it was all over with the man on the island. Couldn't get any worse, right? Right?
Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm saying, Reggie. That's what I'm saying, though. It's you know, if you'd said it, I would have peed myself as well. I mean, it's the same. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a madness, man.
Yes, it is.
So sacrifice. Here's the thing.
Mm.
What would have caused a situation to arise that putting Diddy, a cash cow, through this would have been the better option than keeping him out, if that makes sense? Like, I don't feel like we were closing in on Hollywood before this happened.
Cyrock.
The booze company, right?
Exactly. Okay. BlackRock.
So here's the thing, Maggie. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about numbers for a second here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I asked you this the other day. So $1 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And $1 billion. If we imagine, how long do you think 1 million seconds is? Like, how many days is 1 million seconds?
Maybe max 6 months.
11 days. Do you know how many seconds $1 billion is? How many seconds 1 billion seconds is? How much time? How much time?
3 years.
30 years. So when we talk about being worth 900 million and being worth 55 billion.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like, and we look at how much we're talking about money here. And we look at Jay-Z, he's worth billions. He's a billionaire. He's on the block. He's on the block, mate.
He is.
I think
Diddy was chosen because I think they're starting to go down. You know, that's why they probably gave also R. Kelly, you know, with Ronnie Bo, like everything that Ronnie Bo is explained with R. Kelly.
Oh.
Like, they gave him up because he wanted more.
I think, yeah, but I think that was... I see that more of Diddy doing something spiteful in R. Kelly's case than I do see it was the cabal. I think it was like, oh, I'm taking this guy out. I'm Diddy or whatever, just to be a spiteful McSpiterson. I genuinely do. Whereas I think I feel with Diddy,
yeah,
like it's crazy. It's like I don't even know. It'd be like if you woke up tomorrow and Ferrari had went bankrupt. Like how though? Do you know what I mean? It would be mad to think of waking up in a world no Ferrari. I mean, it'd be crazy, right?
So exactly. Danny's in the chat.
Oh, Danny, what's happening, my G? Cannot wait for tomorrow. Okay. Bring it, Danny. I'm ready. Oh, also, Danny, I'll email you back about what the interview request, because I would love to come on your channel. I really would. So, Danny threw me off there.
R. Kelly, Diddy.
Yeah. So, I feel like R. Kelly is a victim of not keeping in heel with his mob boss, Diddy, allegedly, in this alleged hypothetical scenario. Whereas I feel like Diddy's like, you know, in the mafia, you know what a made man is?
No.
Okay, so in the mafia, if you're made, it means nobody can just take you out. Okay, you're a made man. It means if somebody from another mafia comes and takes you out,
yeah,
it's instant war. It's like it is a no-no. You don't take out a made guy. You would have to, if you wanted to assassinate a made guy from our mob family, you'd have to get a written sanction from the family head and other made guys that it was sanctioned and it was approved. If it was a PDF file or an R word or something like this, right? So imagine, if you will, the mob concept. This feels like Diddy has banged a made guy's wife, right? Or a made guy's daughter or something like that. Let's even give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say it was a daughter who was 20 years old who found out about the parties and snuck in. Diddy didn't even know she was there. No one knew who she was. And she was treated like a piece of cattle, sent home traumatized. And that's me giving him the benefit of the doubt. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I understand.
But then we have to ask ourselves, how appealing would a Diddy party really be to a 20-year-old of a made billionaire in a situation like that? But I guess fame's fame, right? I don't know. I'm just talking. I'm just a guy on the internet making up things. I'm trying to speculate. So yeah, let me.
Yeah, your brain, like Bloom Mouse is saying, run your genius. That's how genius mind work. They go, blah, 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 blah. And then now I'm thinking about Justin Bieber making a terrible choice. You think I was thinking that before?
Yeah, well, luckily for all of us, I've already forgotten what I was talking about. So let's just do one more little plug here. So yeah. This evening, coming up next, we've got Beverly Rhodes with. Oh my God, Dr. Michael Sala.
Kala wrote it.
Serious dude, man. Serious dude. And then we have Jag coming on. We've got some spiciness in the pan. Hang on a second. Somebody said something. Speculate is all we. Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, I'm not speculating. I'm talking hypothetically, because speculating means I've got to give you a very specific thing that we're speculating on. And I think being hypothetical is definitely a safer word, but I completely hear what you're saying.
Theodora is saying, didn't Jack say that Jay-Z is the one that was behind the surviving R. Kelly movement? Yes.
Don't know. Come and ask her on the show tonight at 10:30.
Yes. That's what yes.
Because it's going to be an hour banger. And I've got my charity event on the 2nd, I do believe. We're going to be doing the spicy peanuts. There is a possibility that two of the people who are eating the peanuts with me might, one of them Shane's son, right? And I really want Shane's son to be part of it.
Poor Shane's son, what did he do?
Nothing, he just wants to be there to support his dad. Shane's one of the people
I know.
So I really want them there. So the next time the date changes, it will not change after that, just to be clear.
Oh, the lifeboat.
Oh, don't acknowledge him, right? Don't acknowledge him. He's just gonna. he's just.
Hello, Tommy.
He's just doing this. He knows the date's going to change, and he's already got his little pad out, and he's written down all his little one-liners he's going to hit me with about how I'm avoiding spicy food and all that stuff. I love you, Tommy. You know that, right? But man, you know how to let me know what it is you're saying without saying it, my G. But yeah. I just want to say,
I will be watching you and then put the music. I'll be remembered.
Yeah, listen, I just want to say, Tommy, thank you so much to you and your brother for coming to my Christmas special. It really meant the world to me. I know it was a bit hectic, but honestly, Merry Christmas and thank you so much for being there, bro, because we don't get to spend enough time together, Tommy, right? I'll be honest with you. But you're a good guy.
You're saying he's a good guy, and then he say, there shall be pain.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I've got it under control. I figured out the substance that count. See, because it's an essence that's on these nuts, right? So the flavor that's on them is amazing. And I imagine the powder is mainly flavor. And then there's the essence crystals, right? Now, these crystals are for, let's say you're doing a chili for 5,000 Marines who are out war, and you've got these big pans on. You just throw a couple of drops of this in, and it does the spice for 5,000 meals, right? Whereas Johnny, Tommy's brother, decided to just cover his peanuts in them, right? So people say milk, yogurt, ice cream, all this stuff. And that didn't work for me, but I have found something that I believe is revolutionary in the, for example, I ate two of the peanuts.
Capri Sun's juice.
No, I ate two of the peanuts, and from the moment of eating them to the moment all of the pain was over, I've got it down to under 15 minutes.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Right.
Two peanuts.
Just the two, right? Just the two. I don't plan on eating them slowly. Okay. Okay.
Two peanuts.
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm talking
how many,
the biggest game how right many, now.
How many bottles did you say that you were gonna do? Two peanuts, sir?
Listen, this is the way it works. So I've got one tube that I'm definitely eating, regardless of how much money we make. Right? The more people
one
donate.
Tube.
Yeah, the more people donate, the more of the corn nuts I'm gonna add to it, which is 15 million Scovilles, which are hotter than the peanuts, right? But I've got four tubes in total, and I want to raise a lot of money, right?
How many peanuts in the tube?
Way too many, horrible amount. And do you know what else as well? You know when you buy a bag of peanuts, they're all tiny peanuts. Do you know why that is? Because Johnny Scoville buys all the peanuts that are massive. They're so intimidating. They look like what you would imagine a lethal illness that's been cut out of someone looks like. Like if something was growing in you, like if you're making a movie, just get one of these nuts and throw it on a table, and you could pass that as something you pulled out of someone's body. They are scary. They're scary. They're scary nuts.
Oh.
Like scary nuts. If anyone knows who the LA Beast
is. And you
is,
took two. You took two.
Yeah, I tried two, yeah.
How was the pain? How was the pain?
I'm not going to lie, Maggie. I have never experienced what I experienced, right? The pain.
You took two.
Let me try and give you some way of understanding this. Mm-hmm. The pain was like red hot razors going down the inside of your mouth, okay? My tongue swelled up, my lips swelled up, my cheeks swelled up. It was amazing. I was off my nut. You know that spice high people talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm telling you, if you've got a small army wanting to liberate perhaps your village or whatever, and you're looking for a substance to amp up your freedom fighters, Tube of Terror by Johnny Scoville. A couple of those nuts, man, and you are just like...
You took two!
Yeah, yeah.
You want to eat fart tub?
Yeah, but it's for a good cause, mate. For a good cause.
Dan, stop him. Dan.
We've put this off too long, mate. We've put this off too long. The people deserve to be able to torture me for money on the internet.
Dan. He's a new father. You just birthed his twin. Dan.
Nah, we're good, man. We're good. It's not like I say. I'm impressed because I think if I was to eat a chili that was the same spice, it wouldn't be the same experience as that essence stuff. That essence stuff is mad. It is mad. I'll tell you this right now. It's going to be a fun night. There is going to be a lot of stuff running out of my face.
They will make you eat the fart tube. They will make you eat the fart tube.
That's fine. I can't eat them if I have a seizure.
Shane, are you ready to be father, not godfather anymore?
No, I've already got a 29-year-old. Hey, I just popped back in, guys, and then I'll leave again. Ron, a few people have been asking what this is even for. I think it's me and guys. Some of you know, and I'll do a real short story. Been friends with Ron for 5 years, had a job, all that great stuff. Woke up paralyzed 3 years ago, and then the rest is history. And I think, too, you're also doing it for Lisa B in chat for her pet dog food thing. Is that right, too?
Yeah, I mean, I was getting to explain all that, bro. You don't have to worry about it.
I'm sorry. I thought you guys were getting ready to get off and go to the next show. That's why, because a couple people were messaging me about it.
I have done this a couple of times before. All right.
I know. Virgin guy there. I thought that was your first one.
Just relax. Get back. Get off. Get way back down there. Your show's tonight. Right. So basically what I'm doing is you guys are very...
Making Nova an orphan.
You guys are very respectful of supporting...
Making Nova orphan. That's what you're doing.
I am going to put all of you in time out in a minute. I swear to God. So I want to do something for charity, right? But I don't believe charities... When you give a charity $3,000, right, and that charity already receives $30 million every year, and we've still got the issues that these charities are trying to solve. Okay, all I'm saying, right? C-word research. Okay, sort it out, mate. Like, sort it out. Apparently, within the next 2 years, we're going to have AI devices that we can talk to our pets. Sort out the C, please. Please, C research.
That's how your kid is going to talk to you after that day.
Yeah, well, listen, all I'm saying is, for me, I would rather find people in the community who actually have charities or they've gone through hardship. And our money that we raise can actually have a visible benefit within the community. Because, you know, handing over a couple of $1,000 to... Yeah. Try and heal something, and we don't really get to enjoy, you know, seeing the change. And I'm all about that. You know what I'm saying? So I want Lisa, I want Shane to be able to benefit from that. And how cool is it going to be when Lisa gets a big fat check, metaphorically speaking, and goes and buys stuff for the dogs, or she's like, "Oh, I'm going to upgrade this," and then it happens, and we all see it, and we're like, "We did side chat did that,"
yeah. You know what I'm imagining right now? Me playing that clip at your funeral while I talk to Nova. Listen, this is why he ate four bottles.
Yeah. Listen, all I'm saying is there's a good chance after like 1.5 tubes, whether or not it's real or not, I will definitely be having a seizure. So I'm just saying. I'm going to do my best.
Like I said, you were so brave and courageous. I will take that clip. And give it to Nova.
You know, the worst thing is Tommy and Johnny are going to be there, right? And these two are complete psychopaths when it comes to spicy food. And I'm going to be dying. And I'm not joking. Like, I'm going to be a mess. There's going to be so many memes of the faces I'm going to cook, right? But the worst part is I'm going to be looking at Tommy and Johnny like they're eating freaking salad. Do you know what I mean? I am going to look a mess. I'm going to be, it's going to be messy. But listen, the cornerstone of being a YouTuber, okay, is humiliating yourself for the good of your community. All right.
Put you back big so that I can show that video to Nova. Please put yourself back.
Listen, it's going to take more than a tube of peanuts, okay?
Sir!
Doesn't matter, man. I'm built different, yo. I'm saying that now. That's the clip that's going to haunt me. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited. So
Put you back big. So that, like I said, I'm showing that clip to Nova. I will fly to Scotland for your funeral and say, look, Nova, he was so brave.
Yeah, my funeral is going to happen on the land. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like bonfire. It's going to be great. A man from the council has to come out to make sure the fire is big enough to burn the body. It's going to be wild.
It's going to burn. You're right. It's going to burn.
Oh, listen, side chat, right? So it's Christmas season. And Ron,
Did you read The Lifeboat?
Never successfully in more than two. And I almost killed. Yeah, that's really what I want to hear, mate. Okay, but here's the thing. Like, I used to eat Lego as a kid, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Go up to one of those four piece ones. So,
like I said, put yourself big. I'm showing that clip at your funeral. Put yourself big.
Eating these nuts. Listen, it's just a bit of spice. It's just a bit of spice, mate. Right? It's just a bit of spice. Worst case scenario, as soon as the stream ends, I purge.
Like I said, you said that you were going to die in fire. You will die in lava from your own bottom.
I'm sorry. I've never once said that I'm going to die in fire. I'm sorry.
Whatever. Something. You have something against yourself.
I don't believe anything can take me out.
Four tubes of...
Right, just relax.
I'm going to Scotland. Tell it to Dan.
We've spent way too much time. Talking about these peanuts, okay? Mm-hmm. We've only got 15 more minutes, okay? Everything's going to be fine. Okay? If not, we'll just try and sue Johnny and Tommy. That's what we'll do. We'll just try and sue them. We'll just do a friendly lawsuit for like $8. Mm. You know what I mean? We'll maybe just do it on the court of the internet, actually, because when I actually lose the case, I don't want to have to pay all the legal fees. So, the next day, I'm very concerned, though. Very concerned for the next day, 100%. But
look at my face.
Listen, I just want to say that years ago on Twitch, we used to, as a community, late at night, we used to play some games every couple of weeks, whatever, every week. Well, actually, it was every night. Story-driven stuff. I've just got The Last of Us. If anybody has ever seen that game, it's pretty incredible. To watch, if anyone is interested, right, I'm going to do a test night this week, one evening, over on my channel, the Project Rook channel, to see if when I'm sitting gaming, if anyone's interested in watching along or playing along or chatting along. If not, I'll just stick it all back on Twitch. Because some of these games, man, I'm telling you, some of these games, they are art. They are art, man. Have you ever played or seen The Last of Us, the game, Maggie?
I don't play a game.
No. It's near perfection for as far as creating something digitally. Won multiple awards for story writing and things like this. It's been an emotional ride so far, right? So,
did you watch the show?
Well, I watched half of the show and then realized I don't want to spoil the game. And then I had to wait another year for the game, I think, to come out on PC. Because it only came out on PlayStation. It was a big PlayStation title. But now it's been revamped for 4K. I mean, it looks amazing, man. It's amazing. Yeah, Tractor, I get it. For some people, it's a big no, right? They don't like it. But here's the thing. We're not talking about 16-year-olds playing Fortnite, screaming and going crazy. We're talking about immersive, story-driven games where it's kind of more like watching a movie than really anything else. It's freaking awesome, dude. So, I see The Witcher. No, I wouldn't play The Witcher. Right? I would definitely play things like Alien, the cat and mouse Alien game where you're trying to escape from the alien on the ship and things like this. Play some horror.
I'm so surprised. I would see you play The Witcher.
I would play that offline.
You don't like the music. You don't like magic?
No, no, no. So the first Witcher was amazing, and I started playing the second one and got really angry with some of the new mechanics they'd put in. So I would play Assassin's Creed. I would play all the Assassin's Creeds. I'd do that. But, you know, some of the Star Wars stuff. But some of these games, man, they're just so immersive. And a lot of people who never thought they would enjoy games from the last community were addicted to it. Lady Letitia, how are you?
Where's Nova?
Oh, hang on a second. Dan!
Hello, Lady Letitia!
Hello, Maggie!
Could I be a pain in the bum and ask you to bring Nova through for Letitia?
They're bringing the baby, Eric.
Yay.
They're bringing a baby.
Is that okay? Do you want me to grab her? Can't hear. But yeah, we'll get that organized. But listen, Letitia, how can we get a nail check first of all? Let me just put you up on the screen. Still yeah, this nails are.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Here we go. Right. Here we go.
You are so adorable. You're so alert and up, ready to go. She hears my voice. She looked at me. Hi, Nova. Hi, cuteness. Oh, she is adorable.
Yeah, she's a cute. Bye.
She is so cute.
She is Ron twin. Look at her. She looks like Ron. Like what happened?
She is his twin.
Twin?
That. Twin, oh, you are just a doll, baby. You are a doll. Oh, got a little outfit.
Just like looking around at all the lights, like, what is this place?
You all dressed up.
You okay?
Hey, princess. You are so cute. Thank you, Dan, for showing her. Oh. Bye, Nova.
Oh, there we go.
Bye.
All right. She's so warm. She's so warm. As soon as you grab her, it's like holding a small sun.
She was wrapped up pretty good there.
Yeah, man.
She's so
Don't you
cute.
Run hot, too? Don't you run hot?
Oh, bro? I run molten hot. Molten hot. Like, I'm one of these weird guys. Like, I went to the shops earlier, and it's freezing cold and high winds, and I had a winter jacket on and shorts, because that balances out my body temperature. So the amount of heat that my body's going to keep in from the winter jacket just escapes through my legs, but there's so much heat escape. I mean, this is how the autism explains it. I mean, I'm sure it's not what actually happens, but that's how my brain decides what happens. So,
that was
yeah.
so fun.
Oh, she is... a super chilled kid, right?
She looks like it. She's so like, relaxed and alert. And, oh, she's so cute. How many days is she now? 10?
No, she was born on Christmas Eve.
Okay, so, oh, she's still under, she's just like a few days old. Aw.
Days old, man. And, yeah, she's amazing. Like, so, for example, she's either completely silent or losing her mind, right? And she'll only lose her mind if she's hungry or she needs her nappy changed or diaper changed, right? But man, she looks like an old Japanese wise kung fu expert when she is trying to go to the bathroom. She goes, starts doing all this mad like Tai Chi looking stuff, and it is. Adorable, right? It's adorable.
It's adorable. Oh
yeah, she looks like a Tai Chi master. That's the one I was looking for. Tai Chi master. too good. And she loves just visual stimulus is her thing right now. So the Christmas tree with the flashy lights, the galaxy lights, anything that changes color, the computer, anything, she will just sit and be like, whoa, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. So
she is so cute. Oh, she loves, my God.
She loves cuddles as well, so she'll also freak out if you're not giving her the right cuddle that she wants to fall asleep to.
Oh. Right?
She likes to just sort of lie half on her side with her wee face pressed against your chest, right? With her wee fist up here and her wee blanket.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yes. Yes. Tell me that isn't the damn cutest thing you've ever heard in your goddamn life.
It's the cutest thing ever.
She looks like one of those tiny, like, extra value size rotisserie chickens that you would get. like a really terrible convenience. Oh, she's so small. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I've cooked like wild birds way bigger than her and, like, smashed them to pieces on the dinner table. I'm telling you, man. Like, tiny. She's like, I can hold her shoulders and her head in this hand. And then our little bum kind of sits halfway up my forearm, and I can just sort of press my bicep into her and hold her like a little football. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, it's mad.
Like a little football, like a little ball.
It is awesome. But it got me thinking, all the intrusive thoughts, so we let some of them win. So it was like, okay, so she was 6'12 in weight. Okay, so okay. I was like, so... If I got a sandbag that weighed 6'12",
she was little.
How far could you throw that? Right, how far could you throw a sandbag that 6'12"?
Right? Maggie, she's like, no.
Like between the four tub nuts and taking the baby and throwing it, I just
no. I never said that. I never said that. I just said if I took a sandbag that weighed the same amount, it'd be interesting, like, to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then how far could another human catch that weight from? Do you know what I'm saying? These are the stupid things that I have my brain thinks about. I just want to point that out. Okay, like ever since I've seen the Anchorman, the movie Anchorman, where the guy kicks Baxter off the bridge, right? Like, it was one of those moments where I'm like, that's interesting. There's a science here where we use sandbags. That is, it's not. I never said anything about doing anything to anybody, right? I just said
no. A sandbag, the same weight as his baby.
So light. Same weight, dude. She is so light. It's a whole human. It's a whole human. It's a tiny whole human.
Yes,
human. Whole human, man. She is so tiny. It does sound wrong. You got to understand.
And she has your entire face.
Yeah, man. She's gorgeous. She's amazing. She's
gorgeous.
Yo, that late baby just said, "Who is Dan? This is wrong."
Yeah,
I'm just love saying. You, Dan.
It's just one of those stupid thoughts that you have, right? It's. I mean, don't hear what you want. You think what you heard there. What I'm saying is, it would be interesting to see. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. No, we all think about taking something the same amount of weight as our baby.
It's so light, man. It's because it's so light. You're focusing too much on the baby side of things here. You're focusing way too
much.
You're
right. It's the sixth leg.
It's the fact that we're talking about a whole human, and I'm holding it in one hand, and it's just, how have we survived? The chemicals that we've evolved with in our brain so that we protect our young is mad. Yep. Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We understand it now because we're in society, but how we ever evolved from anything and survived is mental. There must have been so many, if we were just going to believe that evolution is right? For this argument, there must have been a bunch of failed trial run human evolutions, man, where the species just died out because nobody was looking after the kids, right?
Maybe, you know, that's why we evolved from, you know, Homo sapien to Homo something else, because that's how we develop parental love.
Well, here's the thing. Scientists who talk about this evolutionary step, they refer to the chemical evolution as the first scientific argument for love. That love is the chemical that stops you eating your children when you're starving in the winter.
Probably.
Aww. Serious?
That's how we survive.
I'm being serious because even in, like, think about male bears will eat their cubs when they're starving. And that's why mama bears are so psycho, right? Because they're just like, try to eat my wains and that. I don't think so, pal. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're getting munched. So it just fascinates me, man, how vulnerable we are. Like, even just you know, walking with a kid and tripping. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's incredible. Like, if you were carrying a cake, Maggie, right? Or like or a satchel and you fell over, you protect yourself and you don't care about the satchel, right?
Yeah, but for sure.
God, I've been carrying my children and, you know, tripped over a shoe or a toy or whatever. And it's like when you watch a war movie and the guy protects his weapon as he falls into the water, right?
Yes.
The parent ends up crippled on the floor, lying on Lego with a little kid raised above him, thinking this was the greatest little adventure ever. But it just fascinates me. Not now, not us humans, but the previous humans. Only in the evolutionary argument.
How we evolved
to love and have empathy and man. Can you just, I mean, I'm just saying, it just blows my mind. It really does.
But we are fascinating how we came to be what we are, because everything we feel has a function. So I understand why you're saying, damn, we invented a function just to protect our kids.
Uh-huh. That's another banger there. There's another intrusive thought. 100%.
Oh my God.
Stand back to you. Do you know what? It's crazy, right? Because obviously when your baby's born and it comes out and you're holding your baby, a minute ago, that was inside your missus, right? Stretching and kicking its wee legs and sticking its elbows into your nervous system and all this stuff. So yeah, 100%. If I ever secretly did get the sandbag, I would definitely try and wear it and see what it was like, because hell yeah, gotta try that out. I'm sure that'll be crap. After about 10 minutes, I'll be like, nah. So yeah, it's 10:30 for Jag, guys. At 10:30, right? I just want
10:30.
That's tonight.
Yeah, that's tonight. When is
that? What 10:30?
10:30 UK time.
UK time 10:30. That will be in 1 hour.
That's right, Maggie.
Nailed
it. Nailed it.
Oh, yo, he traumatized me. He was like, Maggie, 8 p.m. UK time. I was like, when is that?
I know now. I know the time zones. Like, I can. Well, I know my time zone in UK's.
Well, look, we're sort of experimenting with starting the Daily Show at the time that the next live, you know, starting, so that instead of having a break in between, everything's kind of blocked together for everybody. It makes it a little bit easier with the baby as well, having, you know, the work day being at the end of the day when everyone can sort of relax. And
that's good.
Big shout out to Sean and the Atwood crew for being literally the most awesome people to work for ever.
I know, right? My great mountain.
All right, so I'm going to bless you all with my finding of this year for content. So if you guys like watching compilations of TikTok, okay, compilations of TikToks and things like this, this is a channel that I started. And this guy, you can see him here, dresses up like a dead scarecrow and has a puppet that he's made and has a whole lore behind the characters on his channel. He has a diorama at this is a diorama. Like, he has made this and then done the camera work zooming into this all in his house, right? And the dynamic between the two characters, obviously it's just the one character and he's voicing the two, right? I mean, it's the way it is. But if you want to just sit back and watch conspiracy theory stuff that's super fun, super easy to watch, it's all TikTok compilation. When you have a dog that sounds like a hell beast that goes off in the background, man. When your tiny dog wants to mortify you on the internet, right? So yeah, I just wanted to say I cannot get enough of this channel. And it's not even a channel that does content like us, not a competitive thing at all. But I love the whole concept of this. This is one of the most creative ways of doing what we call transformative content and reactive content. Anyone who does reactive content should watch this and just look at what can be achieved when you apply a little bit of creativity to this sort of genre. So yeah, Sean is live now. Wicked. Listen, thank you, everyone. I just want to say I'm looking forward to seeing you all tonight with Jaguar. Go over right now. You'll be shunted over. Thank you all for being here. I love you guys. Thank you, mods. Thank you, panel. And I'll see you in the next one.